नमस्कारः। अस्माकं विभक्तिवल्लरीवर्गे सर्वेषां स्वागतम्। प्रथमं प्रार्थनां कुर्मः। एनाक्षरसमाम्नाय अधिगम्यमहेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। येन दौता गिरः पुंसां विमलैशब्दवारिभिः तमश्च ज्ञानजं भिन्नं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। अस्तु, गतसप्ताहे वयं द्वितीया विभक्ति अन्तरूपाणि दृष्टवन्तः। प्रथमं प्रथमा विभक्ति इत्यस्य पुनःस्मरणं कुर्मः। अकारान्तपुल्लिङ्गशब्दः रामः रामाः, नपुंसकलिङ्गं फलं फलानि, आकारान्तः लता लताः, ईकारान्तः हरिः हरयः, स्त्रीलिङ्गे मतिः मतयः, नपुंसकलिङ्गे दधी दधीनि, ईकारान्तप्रथमाविभक्ति अन्तं भवति, स्त्रीलिङ्गे नदी नद्यः, ऊकारान्तः गुरुः गुरवः, पुल्लिङ्गे स्त्रीलिङ्गे धेनुः धेनवः, नपुंसकलिङ्गे मधु मधूनि, ऊकारान्तः अस्ति चेत् वधू वध्वः, ऋकारान्तः पुल्लिङ्गप्रथमाविभक्ति अन्तरूपं भवति पिता पितरः, स्त्रीलिङ्गं माता मातरः। एतत्तु अस्माकं प्रथमाविभक्ति अन्त एकवचन बहुवचनरूपाणि त्रिषु लिङ्गेषु, पुल्लिङ्गं स्त्रीलिङ्गं नपुंसकलिङ्गे। द्वितीयाविभक्ति अन्तं किं भवति? अजन्तशब्दानां द्वितीयाविभक्तिरूपाणि अकारान्तः रामं रामान् बहुवचनं, फलं फलानि एव समानरूपं, प्रथमाविभक्ति द्वितीयाविभक्ति नपुंसकलिङ्गे यदा पश्यामः रूपाणि समानानि, फलं फलानि दधी दधीनि मधु मधूनि समानरूपमेव। आकारान्तः स्त्रीलिङ्गशब्दः अस्ति चेत् लतां लताः बहुवचनम्, ईकारान्तः पुल्लिङ्गे हरिं हरीन्, स्त्रीलिङ्गे मतिं मतीः, ईकारान्तः नदीं नदीः, उकारान्तः गुरुं गुरून्, स्त्रीलिङ्गे किं भवति? धेनुं धेनूः, ऊकारान्तः वधूं वधूः, ऋकारान्तः तत्र भेदद्वयम् अस्ति। एकमस्ति बन्धुवाचकशब्दः पितरं पितॄन्, मातरं मातृः, अनन्तरम् अन्यदस्ति यद् बन्धुवाचकः नास्ति, अस्माकं कर्ता प्रथमाविभक्ति, द्वितीयाविभक्ति भवति कर्तारं कर्तॄन्, स्वसारं स्वसृः। गतसप्ताहे अत्र किञ्चित् मुद्रणदोषः इत्युक्ते टैपो was there, I have corrected it. Swasaram swasruh. Okarantaha gam gaha. Iti bahuvachane gaha. Iti okaranta tritiya vibhakti rupani. Eta deva vayam gata saptahe drishtavantaha. Adhya kinchit tasya avashishta bhagaha, remaining part pashyamaha. अजन्तस्त्रीलिङ्गशब्दानां द्वितीया विभक्तिः, तत्र के वि हेड् संथिङ्ग् पेण्डिङ्ग्, वि विल् कम्प्लीट् इट् टुडे। अवशिष्टभागः समापयामः अद्य। अस्तु, धेनु द्वितीया विभक्ति अन्तं किं भवति इति वक्तव्यम्। जे रामन् महोदय,
श्रूयते वा?
श्रूयते महोदय, वदतु।
धेनुः देनु
दोग्धि इस द वर्ड फॉर व्हाट डू यू टेक दुग्धम यच्छति किल ही इज टेकिंग आउट द मिल्क सो इट्स कॉल्ड दोग्धि मिल्किंग इज कॉल्ड दोग्धि
ओके सो यू वांट मी टू से दिस पर्टिकुलर वन ओके गोपी दे दुग्धम गोपी देनुम दुग्धम आई डोंट नो व्हाट इज द एक्चुअल मिल्किंग
दोग्धि दोग्धि इज द वर्ड दोग्धि इज अ क्रिया
ओके गोपी देनुम दोग्धि
समीचीनम् गोपालः भवति गोपः वा गोपालः गोपी इति स्त्रीलिङ्गम् गोपालः वा गोपः गोपः अपि समीचीनं गोपः धेनुं दोग्धि दोग्धि मीन्स् टु मिल्क् कृष्णः किं करोति
ओके देन् गोपी दून गोपी गोपी गोपः गोपालः धेनून् दोग्धि
दोग्धि अस्तु समीचीनं धेनुः धेनुः इत्यस्य द्वितीया विभक्ति धेनुं समीचीनं महोदय बहुवचने किं भवति स्त्रीलिङ्ग बहुवचनरूपं
धेनुः
धेनुः एव दीर्घमेव भवति नकारः नास्ति कृष्णः कृष्णः धेनुः स्निह्यति वि केन् यूस् दट् वर्ब् स्निह्यति टु शो अफेक्षन् पालयति इरियर्स् पालयति आल्सो केन् बि यूस्ड् चारयति इस् वन् मोर् वर्ब् चरति धेनुः चरति धेनुः इफ् इट् ग्रेजस् आन् इट्स् ओन् इट् इस् चरति सम्बडि इस् मेकिङ्ग् इट् ग्रेस् चारयति पठति पाठयति चरति चारयति कृष्णः धेनुः चारयति That's also one verb but to learn.
Showing affection is what? What is the word?
Snihyati. Snehaha. Snihyati. Samichinam. Dhanyavadaha Mahodaya. Akrimam. Vijayalakshmi Bhagini. एकवचने बहुवचने किं भवति इति प्रथमं वदतु अनन्तरं वाक्यं निर्माण वाक्यनिर्माणं करोतु
वधु वधु इस् एकवचनं
द्वितीया विभक्ति
वधूः इस् द्विवच द्वितीया विभक्ति प्लूरल् वधूः
एकवचने किं भवति
I don't understand. What are you asking?
Ekavachanam vadu ityasya dvitiya vibhakti ekavachanam kim?
Vadu ityasya ekavachanam dvitiya vibhakti. Vadu vadu ityasya.
धेनुः किं भवति?
धेनुं
वधू किं भवति?
वधू
वधूके इदानीं वदतु वाक्यं
वधूः
वधूं वधूः
वधूः इस् द प्लूरल् सो वाट् आर् दे डूयिङ्ग् ऐ डोण्ट् नो आर् दे प्रिपेरिङ्ग् हर् फार् द मेरेज् आर् वाट्
अत्र कुन्ती कुन्ती अस्ति पाण्डवाः सन्ति द्रौपदी अपि अस्ति वधू द्रौपदी वधू अस्ति वाक्यनिर्माणे वधू इति कर्मपदं हौ विल् यु मेक् इट् सिम्पल् सेण्टेन्स् भगिनि नो नीड् टु काम्प्लिकेट् इट् अट् आल् जस्ट् अ सिम्पल् सेण्टेन्स् वित् अ वधू इन् कर्म
उपविशति
कुन्ती पाण्डवा च वधू
Anybody else would like to try?
Inviting her or what?
Ahvayati.
Ahvayati. Vadum ahvayati. Samichenam. Okay. Any other answers? Many verbs are possible there.
Ashirvadam dadati.
Samichenam uttamam. That is the answer.
Ashirvadati. Okay.
Ashirvadati. Ashir, ashihi vadati, ashirvadati. Samichenam uttamam. तावदेव ट्रै द नेक्स्ट् पिक्चर्
देर् ऐ हाव् टु यूस् वधु बहुवचनम् ओके द्वितीया विभक्ति पाण्डवाः ऐ डोण्ट् नो वेदर् दिस् करेक्ट्
अत्र रामायणकथा अस्ति भगिनि तत्र यदा रामलक्ष्मण भरत शत्रुघ्न
रामलक्ष्मण भरत शत्रुघ्न वधूः समेत विवाहं कुर्वन्ति विवाहमण्डपे
परन्तु तत्र कर्म न भवति खल
वधूः दे आर् ड्रिङ्गिङ्ग् आर् दे आर् प्रतक्षणम् आफ् अग्नि ऐ डोण्ट्
नो समडि एल्स् वुड् लैक् टु ट्रै
कर्मणि प्रयोगं पठामः वधु वै ओके
प्रदक्षिणं करोति कुर्वन्ति
परन्तु तत्र तु कर्ता भवति किल कर्म आब्जेक्ट्
रामलक्ष्मण भरत शत्रुघ्नश्च वधूः
दट् मीन्स् वेन् यु आर् मेकिङ्ग् द वधु आब्जेक्ट् देर् दे आर् डूयिङ्ग् द प्रदक्षिणं आफ् द वधु इम्पार्टेन्स् आफ् विभक्ति इफ् यु मिस्प्लेस् द विभक्ति द होल् थिङ्ग् इस् गान्
See, if I say,
they bring the
Putraha. Oh, sorry.
Huh? Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, Bhagini. Shanta Bhagini, go ahead.
Dashratasya Putraha, Vadhum, वधूः विवाह मण्डपे प्रदक्षिणाय प्रदक्षिणा करोति.
No, same thing. Madhu also said it is the same. It is coming
is it?
Again.
No, but now this is Dashratasya yeah. Putra Putroha Madhu.
Madhu Pachyati. Madhu Nayati. Madhu Nayati.
Ah, ah, ah. They bring no.
Ah, Nayati. Anayati. Nayati. Yeah, Anayati. Samichinam. Anayati is also okay. Nayati is okay. Simple sentences, there are people sitting around them, right? Janaha vadu pashyati, pashyanti. Simple.
That was easy.
Simple. Yeah, that's all. I always ask that only. Make simple sentences, you will not go wrong. When you complicate, your meaning is also going off track, right? That's all. Samichinam, uttamam. Astu, we'll go ahead. अत्र धनु इति अस्ति. वीर महोदय धनु तनु इत्युक्ते शरीरं महोदय.
तनु इत्युक्ते
शरीरं बाडि.
माता
समीचीनम् तनु इत्यस्य द्वितीया विभक्ति किं भवति?
तनुः
तनुः प्रथमा विभक्ति. द्वितीया विभक्ति समीचीनं. माता तनुम् आगच्छति. इदानीं यु हाव् टु जस्ट् फिक्स् अ वर्ब्.
शुभ्रं करोति.
किं महोदय पुनः वदतु?
स्नानं करोति.
स्नानयति. स्नाति आन् देर् ओन्. स्नानयति वेन् यु आर् मेकिङ्ग् सम्बडि यु आर् बेतिङ्ग् सम्बडि एल्स्. स्नानयति. प्रक्षालयति. समीचीनं. तनुं प्रक्षालयति. समीचीनम् उत्तमं. द नेक्स्ट् वन् बहुवचने. ऐ विल् गिव् यु द वर्ब्. परीक्षते निरीक्षते. परीक्षणं करोति. दट् इस् एक्सामिन्. परीक्षणं करोति निरीक्षणं करोति एक्सामिन्. सो नौ पिक् द समीचीनं.
वैद्यः तनुः परीक्ष्यति.
उत्तमं. परीक्षते परीक्षणं करोति और् निरीक्षणं करोति. निरीक्षणं इस् आल्सो एक्सामिन्. दट्स् वाट् वि विल् फिक्स् द षष्टि वेन् वि लर्न् द वर्ड्स् फार् शिशु आल्सो. सो नौ तनुः तनुं तनुः माता तनुं प्रक्षालयति. स्नापयति इस् द वर्ड्. स्नापयति. देन् वैद्यः तनुः निरीक्षते परीक्षते और् परीक्षणं करोति. परीक्षणं करोति. उत्तमम्. अस्तु. आं भगिनी रागिनी भगिनी.
अस्तु.
मातृ
मातृ मातृ मातरं.
समीचीनम्.
एण्ड् मातृः प्लोरल्
बहुवचनं. समीचीनं.
बालकः मातरं
follow, what do we say?
Anugacchati.
Anugacchati. Atungacchanti.
Samichinam. Atah, what will be your karta now?
Matrum.
No, matru is karma.
Mataram.
Anugacchanti.
Oh, balakaha is the karta.
Samichinam. Balakaha. Punaha vadatu.
Balakaha. Balakaha. Mataram. Anu gacchati.
Anugacchanti. Samichinam. Dvitiyam.
Atrapi
snihyati. Samichinam.
Balakaha. Matruhu. Pashyanti.
Samichinam. Pashyanti, snihyanti. Samichinam. Uttama. So here also the same steps we will do like we did in the first level. You have to get the verb. Then put the question to the verb. You get the karta. Then as you get the karta, you can, you know, this is the karma. I am telling you it's a karma, dvitiya vibhakti karma. So then fix the karma there. Then the sentences will become easier. So go step by step. We have learned prathama vibhakti. We have learned dvitiya vibhakti. You have a set of verbs already in your hand. Now we are just expanding the list. That's all. So already familiar verb, try to fix the karta to it with the new kartas which you have learnt now. Rishihi, Munihi, keep practicing them. Add it to anything. Simple karta, add it, simple kriya. Patati, likati, vadati, which you are already familiar, add it to that. Then with the same patati, likati, Munihi, patati. Then now go to the next step, add a karma to it. Any karma. Now also you can take out from the all the ikaranta, ukaranta words which we have learned. Fix a karma to it and add it. Simple sentences. When you make, you will gain confidence. When you gain confidence only, you can go to the next step. If you lose confidence by making complicated sentences, go away with your vibhakti, then you will lose interest in learning the language. So keep that in mind and go ahead. Idani napum sakalinga shabdanam dvitiya vibhaktihi. Tatpashyamaha. Prem Mahodaya, vadati va?
Yes. Namaste, Bhagini.
Namaste, Bhagini, vadati.
Yeah. Prem will come a bit later. I can reply.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Chitra. Chitra.
Rachayati. Manika. Take it as a verb. Rachayati is to create. Rachayati. So put a question to Rachayati.
Yeah. Bhagini. Chitram Rachayati.
Uttamam. Dvitiya.
Chitram
Chinoti. Yeah, that's fantastic. Very good. It's right. Second picture. Chinoti is the verb. Chinoti is to pluck. Okay?
Pluck.
So chinoti.
Yeah.
Now put the question to the verb.
Balika. Palani. Chinoti.
Uttamam. Palani chinoti. So simple, and we have got the answer also. That's it. Very good, Bhagini. Uttamam.
Okay.
So first, this one we have already done in the first level. Now we are just revising it. Chitram Rachayati. Chitram Nirmati. Nirmati is another new verb I am giving you. Nirmanam Karoti. You are creating something. Nirmati. Even Likati can be used with Chitram. It is fine. That's also a way of expression. So, likati. Then, palam chinoti, palani chinoti. So, now we will do our new set, ikaranta, ukaranta. So, okay.
Well, sister. Shanta Bhagini.
So this is Akshi. So E karanta ending. So Akshim and Akshi will be the plural form. Right? Now.
Go ahead.
Arjuna this is Karanaha.
Arjuna Hayeva Bhagini.
Oh, Arjuna. Sorry, Arjuna. मीनस्य अक्षिम् एरो सो हिट् सो
प्रथमं किं करोति सः हिट् अनन्तरम् इदानीं किं करोति
पश्यति
तावदेव तावदेव
पश्यति
द्वितीयम्
एण्ड् नौ सो दिस् इस् रावणः इस् इट् रावणः यस् रावणः अक्षिः पश्यत् रावणः टेन् टु द शुड् ऐ से सीता अक्षिः राव कान् बि सीता दट् इस् सीता एण्ड्
रावण
सीता बट् आल् आर् लुकिङ्ग् एट् हर् सो ऐस् आन् हर् So, Sarva Jana, Sita, Akshiha, Pashyati. Should it be? We're looking at her eye, everybody's eyes. Akshiha is many eyes.
No,
so
Akshi, Napumsakalingam, Kila. अक्षि अक्षिणी प्रथमा विभक्ति द्वितीया विभक्ति समानरूपमेव किल अक्षि
अक्षिणी
सो वाट् वास् द सेण्टेन्स् यु वाण्टेड् टु कन्वे
ऐ वाण्टेड् टु से आल् द ऐस् आर् ओन् सीता मीन् दट् वास् मै सेण्टेन्स्
रावणस्य
अक्षिणी अक्षिणी सीतां शुड् बि ओन् सीता सीतां अस्ति
ओके समीचीनं सेण्टेन्स् इस् फैन् बट् नौ अक्षिणी इस् इट् कर्ता और् कर्म
ओ देन् इट् डजन्ट् बिकम् कर्ता बिकास् सीतां बिकम्स् कर्म कर्ता सो
अक्षिणी पश्यति सो अक्षिणी पश्यति सो अक्षिणी इस् मै कर्ता नौ नौ ऐ वाण्ट् अक्षिणी इन् कर्म
Now, Akshini in karma would be eyes are watching, so it could be Ramaha Ravanasya Akshini Sita Pashyati see our own Sita. So, Sita Pashyati, Akshini Pashyati.
Sita Ravanasya Akshini Pashyati Samichinam or Ravanaha Sitam Akshini Darshayati.
Darshayati
is to show.
Showing his eyes, okay.
Yeah. In this sentence, when I am saying ravanah sitam akshini darshayati. There is sita also in karma, akshini also in karma. Some sentences take two karmas, some sentences, not all, some sentences take two karma, which I will explain in the next class, but there are possibilities like that also.
Oh, so I could have actually in my first sentence I could just add akshini sitam. Okay.
Ravanah sitam akshini darshayati.
So he's showing his eyes. Bad guy.
Can we say Ravanah Situh Akshini
Situh kaha?
Akshati
Situh kaha?
Ravan is looking at Sita's eyes.
Sita kaha? Sita iti kasmin vibhaktyam asti bhagini?
Sitayaha akshini.
Shashti? Sita shashti?
Sitayaha. Sitayaha.
Sitayaha.
Akshini. Then. Eyes, both eyes.
But here, Sita, both eyes means Akshi Dvayam it will be. So, Ravana only has more eyes. That's where more our eyes plural can play off.
बालकः जानु
there was one word we saw last week, right?
Bhagnam brokan ke liye
nahi bhagnam kritavan aghatitavan what the word we saw last aghatitavan means to break, hurt or broken.
बालकः जानुम् आघादितवान् अनन्तरं
जानु इत्यस्य द्वितीया विभक्ति बहुवचनरूपं किम् इति वदतु भगिनि.
जानुमीनि
समीचीनम् इदानीं वदतु.
हौ टु से प्लेयर्स् भगिनि
क्रीडकाः
क्रीडकाः जानुनि I forgot the verb that you had just said.
Aghatitam is to get it hurt. Now they are protecting. Right?
Oh, protecting. I thought they were breaking. Okay. Rakshayanti.
Rakshanti. Swayam Rakshanti. Rakshayanti is when you are protecting somebody else. Rakshanti. Swayam eva Rakshanti. And this is called Vastra Avaranam. The one they are wearing is called Vastra Avaranam. So, Vastra Avaranena Tritiya Vibhakti, Sadhanam. Vastra Avaranena Januni Rakshanti Kridakaha.
Samyavagini.
Nichinam. Atra Kridaka Dvayameva Asti, Parantu Janu Chatushtayam Asti, Ataha Bahuvachanam. That is also important because we have dual also, right? So here, Janu Chatushtayam Asti, 4. So it's Bahuvachan.
Vastra Avaranena.
before we go on to the new topic. So there were lots of homework this week. So I'm not going to be discussing everything. We will take some one more week to go over everything. So anything specifically you have more doubts, we will open it now. The others we will keep it for the weeks to come. Or you have not done anything.
Maybe just one thing. The sheet that you had sent us, it does not have a dirgha ukaranta. This is ukaranta vadhu shabda.
In this one? Which one, Bhagini?
Not this one, Bhagini. You had created a sheet and shared with us last time for Prathama Vibhakti, Uttarupani and
Vithya. And Dvitiya Vibhakti.
Okay,
I think I will add it. It's Mahodaya's sheet, I will add it. So it didn't have Dvirga Ukaranta. Okay, I will make a note and add. There will be one more sheet which I will share today, which will have the Sarvanama Vibhaktis in Prathama and Dvitiya alone, which we will be doing next week, but just keep the sheet ready. Okay. So, we will just do the Prathama Bahuvachanam and Dvitiya Bahuvachanam in this. This will be a good revision, I think. Okay. Lakshmi Bhagini Vadatiya. Prashna.
Pratama Bahuvachanantam, Dvitiya Bahuvachanantam cha Rupam Lekhata. Pratama Bahuvachanantam, Dvitiya Bahuvachanantam cha Rupam Lekhata. Munihi. मुनयः गुरुः गुरवः
द्वितीया
मुनीन् ओके मुनिम् गुरु गुरुः गुरवः पुंसः गुरून् गुरून् न गुरुन् गुर गुर गुरून्
एव समीचीनं
गुरुं गुरून् रविः
गुरुं
रविं रविं रविः
Bhagini, you are able to see my screen, right?
Yes.
So first column is Prathama Bahuvachanam, second is Dvitiya Bahuvachanam. So if you should, he has given already given the Prathama Ekavachanam. So I want you to do sure. Like this. Ravi,
plural Bahuvachanam, then Dvitiya.
Before going to Dvitiya Bahuvachanam, as you are doing, add a Dvitiya Ekavachanam also. So, Munihi, Munayaha, Munim, Munin. Guruhu, Guravaha, Gurum, Gurun. So, I am just adding one column in between. Ravihi, Bahuvachanam.
Ravihi, Ravim.
No, Bahuvachanam. Munihi, Munayaha, Ravihi.
Ravayaha.
Samichinam.
Ravayaha, Ravihi, Ravayaha, Ravim, Ravihi.
Ravim eva. Pullingam kila. Ravim.
Oh, pullingam.
Just like Munim.
Ravim. Ravim. Kavihi, Kavayaha, Kavim, Kavin.
Uttamam.
Shishuhu, Shishavaha, Shishun, Shishum, Shishun.
Samichinam.
Shishum, Shishun. Datha. Datha, दातरः दातरं दातॄः
दातॄन् इन् इन्
इन् पुल्लिङ्ग दातॄन्
समीचीनम्
भ्राता भ्रातरः भ्रातुं भ्रातॄन् भ्रातरं भ्रातॄन् भ्रातरं भ्रातॄन्
समीचीनम् उत्तमं भ्राता बन्धुवाचकः दाता इस् नाट् बन्धुवाचक सो यु विल् गेट् दट् लैक् कर्ता वि डिड् रैट् कर्तारं कर्तॄन् दातारं दातॄन् बट् दिस् वन् विल् बि
भ्रातरं भ्रातरं भ्रातॄन्
भ्रातॄन् कृन्
भ्रातॄन्
So, everywhere, even if there is a repa in the word, like brata, that last na will be this na only. In the body. End. The danta, dantya eva. Danta, it will, danta, even danta. If it has a repa, in the end, it will always be this na only. It will not change to that na, murda. Bratrun. Samichinam, Tanya Vadaha Bhagini. शरण्या भगिनी अस्ति वा शरण्या भगिनी नास्ति वा अद्य अस्तु प्रसन्ना महोदय वदतु प्रसन्ना महोदय आसीत् किल ओके देन् हूस् नेम् ऐ हेव् नाट् काल्ड् इट् गो श्रीनिवासन् महोदय गो हेड् महोदय वि आर् इन् मति स्त्रीलिङ्गम् matim
but how to do this one right pratham bahuvachana right
bahuvachanam samichanam it will be just like pullinga eva mahodaya
okay matyah
matayah
sorry matayah matam
matim
mati matim matim and matim
मतीः मतिं मतीः तत्स्व इन् स्त्रीलिङ्गम् ओन्ली डिफ्रेन्स् इस् दट् नकारा विल् नाट् बि देर् जस्ट् लैक् वि डिड् लताः बहुवचनम् इट् विल् बि मती मतीः तत्स्व
ओके ओके सो इफ् ऐ हेव् टु रिपीट् अगेन् दिस् वन् सो मती मती बहुवचन इस् मती वट् इस् द बहुवचन अगेन् प्रथम
मतिः मतयः
मतिः सारी मतयः अण्ड् देन् मती अण्ड् देन् मतिः
समीचीनम् उत्तमम्
इस् इट् मतीम् आर् मतिम्
इट् इस् मतिम्
अण्ड् देन् नेक्स्ट् वन् इस् श्रुतिः
तत्रापि समानमेव श्रुतिं श्रुतिः श्रुतयः
श्रुतयः अण्ड् श्रुति श्रुतिम् अण्ड् श्रुतिः
समीचीनम्
अण्ड् देन् मूर्ति मूर्तयः 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 मूर्तिं मूर्तिः
समीचीनम्
अण्ड् कृतयः कृतिम् अण्ड् Kuti. And then it's a ga, right? That one?
Chacha.
Chadi. Chacha. Chadihi. What is the meaning? Chadihi.
Chadihi is roof.
Enough.
Can the others be on mute, please? Yeah,
what?
Go ahead.
Okay. So what is the meaning beginning?
Roof. R-O-F. Roof. Roof of a house. Chadihi.
Oh, okay. Chadihi. Chadayaha and Chadim. And then the last one is Chadihi.
Samichinam.
And then, okay, Nitihi, Nitayaha, Nitin, and Nitihi, right?
Yes, Nitim, Shamitam, Nitihi, Nitayaha, Samichinam, Nitim, Nitihi, Uttamam Mahodaya, Samichinam, Dhanyavad.
Bhaktihi, Bhaktayaha, Bhaktim, Bhaktihi.
Bhaktihi.
Bhaktihi. What did I say?
Bhaktihi. I think you said Hraswam. It is Dirgam. Bhaktihi.
So what, the way I said it's Bhakti. Did I say Bhaktihi?
I think in the end alone, it will be Dirga, but it will not have this Nakara. That's the only thing you should remember. That's the only difference between Pullinga and Strilinga. It will be the same form. Here also, you see, there's a Dirga, right? Munin. Here also, everywhere, there will be Dirga. Dirga followed by a Visargam, no Nakara. In Strilinga. That's
but awesome. there is no difference between the original word, right? The bhakti is still same as Dvitiya Bahu Bahuvachana, same, right?
Bhakti, it is here, it is Haraswa, right? Bhakti. So when I am putting Dhirga, it will be the Ti, Tha, Tha.
Oh, other side. Okay, I understand now. Okay, got it. Okay, sure. Thank you. So, can I go?
I will ask somebody else also, Mahodaya.
Okay, no. Sure. Thank you.
Yeah. Is there anyone else? I think Prasanna Mahodaya has come back. Okay, anyone else?
Ma'am Vijayalakshmi.
Go ahead, Bhagin. This one is not loading after Srinivasan Mahodaya's number. I don't know why. Go ahead.
He has done till Bhaktihi, no?
Yeah. From the Ukaranta, you should start now.
Rajjuhu, Rajjavaha, Rajjum, Rajju.
Rajjuhu, Visargam.
Rajjuhu, Visargam, okay. Hanuhu, Hanavaha, Hanum, Hanuhu. Denuhu, Denavaha, Denum, Denuhu. Chanchuhu, Chanchavaha, Chanchum, Chanchuhu. Swasruhu, is it Swasruhu or Swasruhu?
Swasruhu eva, Bhagini. Samichinam eva. Swasruhu. Bahuvachanam kim iti prichati va?
Yeah. Bruhu. There are two words, no? This Swasruhu and Bruhu.
Vadatu. Swasruhu.
Swasruhu.
Swasravaha.
Swasravaha. Swasruhu. Oh, it is not Napunsakalingam, no? No,
Strilingam.
Strilingam only. Swasru, Swasruvaha. Swasrum. Swasru, I don't know the plural.
Swasru.
Dvivachana.
Vitya Vibhakti.
Same only. Swasru.
Samichinam. Okay. Swasruhu.
Bruhu, Bruvaha, Bruhu. Bruvam, Nay, brum. What is the Vitya Vibhakti singular?
Broom, broom.
Ekavachana.
Broom.
Brooma, okay. Broom, bruvaha, bruhu. Mata, mataraha, mataram, matruna. Svasa, svasaraha.
Matruna asti, bagini, punaha. I was distracted. Mata, punaha, vadatu.
Mata, mataram.
Mata, bahuvachanam.
Mataraha. Then dvitiya vibhakti ekavachanam is mataram.
Bahuvachanam
and bahuvachanam let's say mataraha only, no?
Matruhu,
there is no nakaram.
There is no nakaram like the other words. Bru api punaha vadatu. Bru api punaha vadatu.
Bru is bruvaha.
Samichinam.
Bru.
Bru.
And broom, bruvaha, bruhu I have written. Dvitiya vibhakti bahuvachanam.
Bruhu. Vaduhu, vadu, vadum, vaduhu, iti bhavati kila. Same type, broom, bruhu. Avagachati va?
Broom and
bhagini.
Pratama vibhakti bahuvachanam is bruvaha.
Pratama vibhakti bahuvachanam. Pratama vibhakti bahuvachanam is bruvaha samichinam. Dvitiya vibhakti ekavachanam kim?
Broom.
Samichinam. Bahuvachanam?
And bahuvachanam is bruhu.
Tavadeva. Samichinam. Bruhu. Just like Vashru, Vadu, everything. Yes, Bhagni, somebody had a question.
Yeah, just confirming. For Higa Ukaranta, Prathama Vachana, Prathama Vibhakti Eka Vachanam, Vidya Vikti Bahu Vachanam Samana Meva. Kela?
Punaha Vadatu, Prathama Vibhakti
Eka Vachanam,
Eka Vachanam,
Vidya Vibhakti Bahu Vachanam Samana Meva.
Vadu, vadu iti asti.
Nay, the sheet which you have given is visargam. It has a visargam, no? Svashru.
Yeah, it's fine, Yeah.
And bruhu.
You are right. I am confused between the vibhaktis you are talking. Yeah, it's right. Yeah.
So I was
not in all cases. Not in all cases. Just like if you take mata eka vachanam, pratama vibhakti eka vachanam, dvitiya vibhakti bahu vachanam, matruh iti bhavati, matihi eka vachanam, pratama vibhakti eka vachanam, bahu vachanam, matihi iti bhavati, vaduhu, vaduhu eva tatra samanam agachati kila, tanu also is dirgam. Tanu, tanuhu, tanavaha, tanum, tanuhu, itieva bhavati. Nadi doesn't have a visarga, so you can't see a pattern there. That's what was the question, right?
Yes. So it's only for Dirga Ukaranta Shabda?
Dirga Ukaranta alone, I think, it is matching. Others, it doesn't. No, so, we can't generalize it, right?
Prathama Vibhakti Ekavachanam and Dvitiya Vibhakti Bahuvachanam, they are same.
Yeah, only for that Ukaranta, not the others. Go ahead.
I have a doubt here, Bhagni. In case of Mata, dvitiya bahuvachanam, is it does it not come mataha?
No. Tritiya Vibhakti Bahuvachanam is Matruh. Just like we are Dirgam of everything, it is a Rikaranta Shabda. Rikaranta Dirgam, what it will be? Matruh. Mati, Ikaranta Shabda, Dirgam is Matihi. Dhanuhu, Ukaranta, Dirgam, Dhanuhu. Matru, Rikaranta Shabda, Bahuvachanam, Matruh. That's the pattern.
Okay.
Okay. We go with the Mula, always with the Mula Shabda. Okay, Bhagini, Bhavani Bhagini Bhavati Vadatu Mata Arabhya. Why is my not loading names? I don't know. Okay, go ahead, Bhagini.
Okay, you're asking me to go ahead with this?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Swasa. Mata, I think you completed. Swasa.
Okay. Yeah, Mata. Swasa. Swasraha. Swasaraha. Okay. Swasaraha. Then swasaram.
Samichinam.
Swasruha.
Swasruha.
Bari. This is Napunsaka. So. Vari. It is Dirga Ikara, right? Varini.
Repa is Dirga, yes. And Nakara is Hraswa. Samichinam.
Then
Dvitiya Vibhaktiyam Kim Bhavati
Varini. I need help.
That's the same thing only in Prathama and Dvitiya.
It is same. Varini.
Napumsakalinga, Prathama, Dvitiya, Palam, Palani, Vari, Varini, everything is same. So we can close our eyes and say that after Tritiya only we'll have a headache.
Okay. What's the same thing? Okay. Varini. Then Asti. Astini.
Samichinam.
Then Januni. Ashruni.
Madhuni. Samichinam. Just like phalam becomes phalani, dirgam agachati kila phalani. Same rule for everything. Vari or asti, madhu. Phalani, madhuni. That ni fix everywhere. It is the same ni. It doesn't become dirgam at all in bahuvachanam. So then before word, just before the last word, what is there? Make it dirgam. Phalani, madhuni, varini, astini, januni. So if you remember this, it is easier when you see new words. It is easier to apply. Memorizing is one step. These are other steps we can take. That's all.
Dhanyavad. Ma'am, Dvitiya Vibhakti Ekavachanam for Ukaranta Napunsakalingam Madhu, Janu, Asru.
Same as Prathama Vibhakti. No change.
Okay.
Palam Palani, Palam Palani, Madhu Madhuni, Madhu Madhuni, Madhuni. Same thing, no change.
Madhu Madhuni. Okay.
So this one we will do it in the next class. give it a try now, after that, now that you know the form, give it a try. We'll go to today's class. Okay. So before I start with today's this one, I have posted an assessment in our website. Assessment 1. It is under the name Assessment 1. It will be there in the same place as you find your class slides. So please take the assessment. It is a very simple assessment. It's not covering the entire syllabus and all that. It is probably covering some 10 class syllabus which you did in the beginning. It will be a good revision. In that, there are 21 questions. 20 questions are multiple choice. It's a Google form, so you can just choose the answer. 21st question is a Sambhashanam, which you have to write. Use, as I am saying always in the class, use simple Sanskritam and don't try to complicate it and go away from the Vibhakti. Now you know the Vibhaktis, you have learned some new words also in the class now. You can apply whatever. You can keep it to Balakaha or you can make it to Ikaranta, Ukaranta also. I am giving open to anything. So either you can type in the answer there itself. If you are comfortable typing in Sanskritam, you can type in answers there itself. There are lots of free fonts available. Even the Google has its own keyboard, Sanskritam keyboard. You can do it. No, I can't. It's very difficult for me. If you think like that, you can write down the answer, send a photo of it to me. Then I will include that marks there. Marks is not important. This is just a good revision and stepping stone. Suppose you have forgotten something you have done earlier, that also it will be a good revision. I am going to keep updating assessments, but it will take some time. This is assessment 1, which I had prepared for the Friday class. They have just completed some 11 or 12 sessions. So you can also take it. It is available in our website. And second one is, I will be uploading all the homework in our website itself. The mail will not have a homework at all. We keep getting complaints from a lot of people that they are not getting the homework mail. Probably it lands up in the spam folder or anything. To make it simple for everyone, I am posting all the homework. It will be available in our website. In case there is any important information, that alone will be there in our homework mail. Otherwise, you can check the website, take down same thing. It will again be directed to a drive only. You can do the homework. In case the website says request access, just press it once. The mail will come to me. I will definitely, if it is morning for me, I will definitely give access. If it is night for me, please excuse me. I don't see the mails in the night. I will do it in the morning, definitely, once I see the mail. Okay, these are some two important things I wanted to say. Okay, we will continue with the class. If there are any questions, I will take it in the end. I saw your answers, but you don't worry. Yeah. I will come to it in the end again.
Okay.
Yeah. Astu. So when we did katham kritavantaha kila gata saptahe, that time I said you have to do pada parichayaha. So this pada parichayaha is very important in Sanskritam. How to do pada parichayaha? This pada parichayaha is applicable not only to stories or any sentences you read. It is applicable to the shlokas also. So pada parichayaha, kidrisham padam, I keep asking you, kidrisham padam, how do I identify? So pada parichayaha, padam ityukte sanskrite kim iti adhya pashyamaha. So padam dvividam, sanskrite padam dvividam, nama padam kriya padam, nama padam kriya padam. Nama padam ityukte asmakam sanya, all the naming words as we call nouns come under nama padam. Kriya padam we know are verbs. So can somebody, any of you tell me some examples for nama padam?
Krama.
Kramaha. Full word, not the pratipadika.
Namaha. Shishuhu.
Shishuhu.
Asti.
Asti. Balakaha.
Denuhu.
Denuhu.
Denu. Madhu.
Vadhu. Nama padam. All those words we have learnt is nama padam. Kriya padam vadatu.
Vadatu.
Patati.
Paritati.
Pushyati.
Pashyati.
So we know a lot of Kriyapadam. All of them come under the category of Kriyapadam. Namapadam, Kriyapadam. Pada Parichayasya Prathama Sopanam. Prathama Sopanam, first step. Namapadam va Kriyapadam va iti avagantavyam, or identify it. Then what do you do? So, padam, and again, padam is dvividam. How does a padam, how do you get a padam? Padam is a word. If I translate it, it is a word. Padam, ityukte, word. How do I make a word in Sanskritam? Just as I just now said, Rama is not a padam. Rama is a pratipadikam, it's a mula padam, mulam. From that I get the other, the main derived words. So, what is a padam? Prakriti yogaha, plus is called yogaha. Prakriti yogaha pratyayaha is a padam. How do I create a padam in Sanskritam with any prakriti? Prakriti ityukte mulam. From the mulam, if I add any suffix to it, there are different suffixes. The suffixes are all classified. So in Sanskritam, like it's not like you have to go out of your way to look for something. Everything is well documented, everything is available. So with that pratyaya, with one mula, if I add, I will get, we can't even keep account. So many words can be created. So padam, katam nishpannam bhavati. Katam nishpannam, how do I get a word? How do I derive at a word? Prakriti yogaha pratyayaha padam. Padam dvividam iti drishtavantaha nama padam. How do I create a nama padam? Pratipadikam, mula padam, mulam, we were using it in the first level. Now we know the word. For a nama padam, for a sanya to be created, I need a pratipadikam. Rama iti pratipadikam. There I add something called the vibhakti pratyayaha. Vibhakti is you have been seeing that comes, I have been telling you also, Ramaha means there is a pratyaya added to Rama iti mula shabda. That is called the vibhakti pratyayaha. To get that padam, you get a vibhakti pratyayaha. So an example of that is Rama. Then the vibhakti pratyaya is Su. It's just an example. There are 21 vibhakti pratyaya. Eka vimshati vibhakti pratyayaha santi. So when I'm adding su to it, some work happens there. Some work in progress, or what do you call, manufacturing work happens there. And the ramaha, it's called prakriya. The work I'm referring to here is called prakriya. So ramaha is our end word. What work and all happens, no need to worry at all for some time now. Once you get into learning the words, forms, everything, later on you will learn how these prakriya, as we call it, happens. Prakriya is the sopanam of how to derive at a word. Okay. So, vibhakti pratyayaha ityasya anya nama, another name is sup pratyayaha. Sup. Iti pratyayasya nama. Name of the pratyaya is called sup. Why is it called sup? Because it starts with su and ends with pakara. Pakara is the last pratyaya. The 21 pratyayas I am calling you, telling you, are called the sup pratyayaha. Sup pratyayaha are the vibhakti pratyayaha, which is added to the pratipadikam to form the nama padam. Do you have any doubts so that I can start the next one? Is it clear?
How is
yes.
Ramam created. Rama plus Im Pratyaya.
No, no. The 21 Pratyayas are one standard Pratyayas available. There are 21 of them. So I keep adding the Pratyayas depending on the Vibhakti I want. So if I want to say Ramaha, Ramaha Gacchati, I add the Prathama Vibhakti Pratyaya, Su. If I want the Ramam Pashyati, Sita Ramam Pashyati, now my Vivaksha or what I want to say, Rama is my Karta. There I add the Dvitiya Vibhakti Pratyaya. So it is like that there are 21 defined Pratyaya. This Su only you will add to Laka also. This Su only you will add to Phalam also. But as I said, there is some manufacturing going on, so the word changes. Is it clear, Mahodaya?
No, it's not clear. For example, Rama, Yogaha, Su becomes Ramaha. So same way is that Rama plus what becomes Ramam?
So Rama, Yogaha, Am iti Pratyayaha, Ramam iti Bhavati.
Okay.
21 individual Pratyayas. 21 are there, right?
Yeah, okay. I understand. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Same way, just like we did for Namapadam, Kriyapadam. Dvitiyam Padam, Dvividam, Namapadam, Kriyapadam. Namapadam, Sanya, iti vadamaha, Kriyapadam, Kriya, action. So there, this Pratipadikam, which we said for Namapadam, in Kriyapadam, you take something called the Dhatu. Everywhere we were using the word Mula, Mula in the first level. Now we are giving it a grammatical name, one step ahead we have come. So we will use the grammatical name. Pratipadikam is for Namapadam. For Kriyapadam, it is the Dhatu. Dhatu, just like if I am going to say Patati, Pat is my Dhatu, Ting Pratyayaha. Just like we added Vibhakti Pratyayaha there, here something we call the Ting Iti Pratyayasya Nama. Nama, name of the, just calling it Pratyaya means I can add any Pratyaya. But there is a dedicated Pratyaya. If I want to create a Kriyapadam, I should add Think Pratyaya. I can't add Sup Pratyaya to a Dhatu. I have to add a Think Pratyaya. So, why is it called Think? It starts with T and ends with Dhisunga. So, it's called Think Pratyaya. See, it is Patati. Pat iti mama dhatuhu, ti, action. There also some work goes on in between. Then I get the form patati. So punaha, padam dvividam, nama padam, kriya padam, prakriti, yogaha, pratyayaha, padam bhavati, nama padam katam bhavati, pratipadikam, yogaha, vibhakti pratyayaha, tasya eva anya nama asti supratyayaha. Vibhakti pratyayaha, supratyayaha, samanam. Kriyapadam, dhatu, yogaha, ting pratyayaha, kriyapadasya nishpadhanam bhavati. Creation of kriyapadam. And ting pratyayaha is the namam, nama of the pratyaya which we use to create the kriya.
Kani pratyaya in
Tinga? Pratyaya is in what? Ting? Ting 18. Or?
Ting.
18.
Okay. Dhanyavad.
So, next one is Subhantam Padam. Today we will see a little about only Nama Padam. Next class I will do about Kriya Padam. Subhantam Padam. Subhanta Padam ityasya nama. Sup iti pratyayaha. If I add the sup pratyaya to the pratipadikam, I get a padam. So it is called Subhanta Padam. Subhantam Subhantam. That pakara. The sandhi happens and it becomes bha. Subhanta padam. So Subanta Padam Trividam. We know that in the first level itself we saw in Sanskritam, the Visheshata of Sanskritam, the speciality of Sanskritam is the Shabda or the Padam determines the Lingam of the word. Lingam of the word. So Pullingam, Strilingam, Napumsakalingam iti Lingatrayam asti. How do I know which is a Pullingam word, a Strilingam word or an Napumsakalingam word? I see the Padam, I see the Shabda and then I determine. Okay, so Pullingam, Strilingam, Napumsakalingam iti Subanta Padasya Trivid, Subanta Padam Trividam. Subantam Padam Padam iti Napumsakalingam Trividam Bhavati. So somebody can give me Pullinga examples.
Ramaha.
Ramaha.
Harihi.
Krishna. Harihi.
Krishna.
Kapihi.
Agnihi.
Ravihi. Ravihi, samichinam, Ravihi,
Munihi,
Pullinga, Munihi, Brikshaha. So, Brikshaha. If it is Munihi or Balakaha or Guruhu, no need, somebody need not come and tell me this is Pullinga. I know, okay? The masculine praise, I know it is Pullinga. But if it is a Brikshaha, in other languages, Brikshaha tree is in neuter. But in Sanskritam, the Padam, the Subanta Padam or the Shabda tells me that it is Pullinga. The ending of the word tells me that it is Pullinga. What was one more word? Others I have not. Like that. So there are many words like that, right? When we see the word, we determine the Lingam. So Strilingam, examples please.
Lata.
Gauri.
Gauri.
Nadi.
Nadi.
Nadi. Samichinam.
Murti.
Deno.
Murti.
Kriti. Murti. Kriti. And all. How do we know it is Strilingam? Only the ending tells me it is Strilingam. Matihi, Nadi, Petika, we saw right, Kunchika, Petika, ending with A, all these Nama Padam come under Strilingam. Napumsakalingam vadatu. Prashna hasti va?
Halam.
Halam.
Matihi.
Strilinga.
Bhavati.
Munihi.
Halam.
Munihi, Pullinga. Shamitam, I am not able to hear you clearly, Bhagini. Punaha vadatu. Matihi.
Matihi. Strilinga
shabdah. Samichinam.
Napumsakalinga
shabdah. Antara. Antara samanam eva asti, parantu tatra, as I said, the prakriya, the steps to arrive at a shabda are different. So it will be different when you learn that process.
Yeah, same thing with Pita, Mata and Lata.
When it is a person, Mahodaya, Pita, all every time you need not look at the Shabda to determine the gender, right? So if it is Balakaha or Balika, Balakaha Pullingameva Bhavati. It can be in Sanskritam or any other language. Where the difficulty will come? It will come like in Vrikshaha, Matihi, Petika. Those which do not have that masculine or feminine trait, there you will have a problem in determining the Lingam. It happens in Hindi also. We will not know whether Nadi is Strilingam or Pullingam. There also the Ikarantas come under Strilingam. So, in Sanskritam, it is defined, more defined, maybe it is defined in Hindi also, but I am saying that it is more defined in Sanskritam, where I am seeing a Vrikshaha is a neuter in English. In Sanskritam, the ending of the word determines the Lingam. That concept of ending word determine the Lingam, doesn't apply to person. Person you are seeing, you know. Anubhavam asti. Anubhavam. By experience, you know. So if it is munihi, you know munihi is pullingam. Matihi is buddhihi. Buddhihi is strilingam. Prithivi is strilingam. Bhumihi is strilingam. Is it clear?
Ashtu.
Dhanyavada.
Ashtu. So, napumsakalinga, madhu, dhadi, janu, mitram. Mitram is one word you should always remember. It's a napumsakalinga. Bari, phalam. So, why is it madhu or dadi not in strilingam or pullingam? Same way, there is a prakriya. There is a pratyaya added to it. There is a prakriya happening. Prakriya is the sopanam to arrive at a word. So, it is classified into napumsakalingam but doesn't come under pullingam or strilingam. So, this is subhanta padam. Subhanta padam. Sup ante asti ataha subhantam padam. Subhanta padam. Nama padam. So, linga trayam asti, vachana trayam api asti. Tadapi vayam jani maha, I have told you that it has a eka vachanam, samskritam has visheshanam, samskritasya visheshanam asti, that it has a dvi vachanam, dual, and bahu vachanam. So, balakaha, balika, palam, munihi, guruhu, pita, petika, whichever lingam let it be. But it is an eka vachanam. Singular. Dvivachanam kimbhavati. We have not seen dvivachanam till now. So dvivachanam balakau, balike. So there are forms there also. Phale, muni, munihi, muni. Guruhu, guru. Pita, pitarau. It is dvivachanam. Bahuvachanam, we just saw. Balakaha, balikaha. Whatever I have given in these tables are for Prathama Vibhakti only. Same thing applies to every Vibhakti. That is understood from there. But just for an example, I have just given the Prathama Vibhakti only. So, Dvivachanam also in this level, I will keep giving it in between. But we will do it in detail when we start Gita Sopanam. In this Vibhakti Vallari also, they have not touched upon the Dvivachanam. Let's go like that. We'll get our forms basic strong, then go to Dvivachanam. So, ekavachanam balakaha asti ke bahuvachanam balakaha asti. There is a dvivachanam. You should know there is a dvivachanam. Balakaha patati, balakaha patanti, balakau patataha. Patati, patataha, patanti. That is the form. So, vachanatrayam asti, lingatrayam asti. So, this will be the final table when we put all the vibhaktis together. I have just given one example. This is Akaranta Pullinga Rama Shabdaha. So, Prathama, Dvitiya, Tritiya, Chaturthi, Panchami, Shashti, Saptami and Sambodhana Prathama. So, here when you see there are seven. Seven threes are 21. So, there are 21 Pratyaya. Sambodhanam takes the Pratyaya of the Prathama Vibhakti. That's why it's called Sambodhana Prathama. So, this is how a table is formed. This happens across all the Shabdas which we saw. So, if you know a Ramaha, you can apply to a Devaha or a Krishnaha or a Gopalaha. It is the same table. So, if I am taking a Muni Shabda, Ikaranta Muni Shabda, if I am going to take a Ikaranta Muni Shabda, then it will apply to all the tables of Ikaranta. Then Ukaranta, like that. One, if you know, you can apply to the rest of it. And here also, as I keep saying always, there is a pattern. You have to identify the pattern. Once you identify the pattern and apply it in sentence, if you just know the pattern, it's not upayogam at all. No prayogam eva upayogam. You have to use it in sentences. That's when the purpose of learning the language is fulfilled. Okay? So, this is one sample, Rama Shabda. So, how do I do Pada Parichayaha? So, when I am given a sentence, simple sentence we will take Ramaha vanam gacchati. There I have to take each word and analyze it. Ramaha. Ramaha iti akaranta pullinga Rama shabdaha prathama vibhakti ekavachanam. Okay. So when I am going to do take up vanam iti shabdaha, vanam I know is the karma here. So vanam shabda, the mula is vana. And vanam we know it is napumsakalinga. Akaranta napumsakalinga vana shabdaha dvitiya ekavachanam. Here gachati is a kriyapadam. I have not included all the details of gachati here. I have just said that it is the kriyapadam ekavachanam, vartamana kala kriya. Because I have not taught you the other things. When we learn about it, I will include it here. So like this, if you do for sentences, this is the same process which you will apply for decoding a shloka. Same thing happens there also. You have to identify each shabda. Then you have to put it in a sentence form like this. Once you do in the beginner stage, in the starting stage, if you do it, later on you need not do this process. Automatically the meaning of the shloka or whatever text literature you are reading in Sanskritam, you can understand it on your own. It works. That's how it's the process. It works or not is other thing. That's how it is done. So I have added some sentences here. We have just 4 minutes, so we will do that in the next class. Any doubts?
No. No.
Okay. So we will do this in the next class. Just wanted to give you a heads up. Yeah.
Yeah. Bhagini, I had a question.
Ekavachanam is singular.
Yes.
Ekavachanam is singular, and then you have Bahuvachanam is plural.
Yes.
But Dvivachanam means?
Dual.
When
it's for two people, yeah.
Two people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So when we have three or more only, it will classify as Bahuvachanam in Sanskritam. If there is two people, it is always dual only. If it is a Kriyapadam, it is a Namapadam, it is always dual. Balakau Patataha.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, Priya Bhagini.
When we are reading a story and we want to make notations on this Pada Parichayam, is there any short forms or notations we can use instead of, it's so big, Akaranta Pulinga Rama Shabdaha Pratama Vibhakti Ekavachanam, like that, is there any short notations for these?
Short notation means
and poo.
That's what you're asking. Yeah, that's what we do.
Yes. Oh, poo. So basically the first letter. Okay.
Yeah. Bra, V,
Eva. Oh, okay. Can you maybe show one example of that so that...
I will bring it in the next class. Yeah, I will do it in the next class. Yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. Usually we write it like that only. Poo. Pravi eva means akaranta pullinga prathama vibhakti ekavachanam. Yeah, you can do that. Okay, just 1 minute is there. 1 minute. We'll do these sentences in the next class. I'll just introduce this one and close the class for today. So, dvitiyanta prayogaha, coming back to the topic in which we were discussing, dvitiyantam we saw. So, the dvitiyantam kada bhavati, that alone I will show today. Balakaha bhojanam kaditva vidyalayam gacchati. This type of sentences we have seen in the first level also. Kaditva. So, if you see here, I have 4 sentences. Balakaha balika mataram aniya nidram karoti lyabantam. Twantam lyabantam. Munihi dhyanam kartum upavishati. To do dhyana, he is sitting. Tumun. माता दूरदर्शनं पश्यन्ति एव निद्रां करोति. पश्यन्ति इस् जस्ट् लैक् अवर् करोति, बट् इट् इस् लैक् वैल् सीयिङ्ग् द पार्टिसिपल् एस् वि काल् इट् प्रेसेण्ट् पार्टिसिपल्. As it is going on, as she is watching the TV, she slept off. While she was watching the TV, she slept. That's what Pashyanti iti meaning. This Pashyanti usage we will see much later in the course, so don't worry about it. So here, when you see the word previous to this form, Kaditva, Aniya, Kartum, Pashyanti, these are all in Dvitiya Vibhakti. So, whenever I am going to use a Kaditva or a Lyabanta, Aniya or a Tumun, the word before it takes the Karma. That is the Dvitiya Vibhakti. Balakaha Bojanam Kaditva. Balika Matharam Aniya. Munihi Dhyanam Kartum. Mata Duradarshanam Pashyanti. So here it is Dvitiya. Okay, just an introduction. I will go over this again in the next class. In the book, Vibhakti Vallari book, we have completed quite some pages without even opening the book. 1 minute. Where is my book? I thought I had opened the book. I am not able to find. So you can complete page number one. Page number one is just fixing the karma to the words in the bracket. Okay. I will just show you till what we have completed so that you can do it as and when you have time. We have completed till page number 9 conversation we have done. In different forms we have done with the slides. So this is what I had told you also now. Patam patitum patam patitva. Patam patati. Here also see, you can see a pattern. Yes, just with the patam you can add any kriya. Saha is same. Patam is the karma pada, and you have added patati, patitavan, patishyati, patatu, patitva. Different forms can be added. So we have done till 10. Attempt as much as possible. We will go over it a little slowly only. No worries. So
Padmini, regarding the book, they are not actually having international shipping from the Vibhakti Vallari, you know, the link you sent.
They have, right? Let me finish this and I will talk to you. Let us finish. Others, maybe they can leave. Yeah. Astu. Sarve bhavantu sukhinaha. Sarve santu niramayaha.
Sarve bhadrani pashyantu makashchatiprabhasrabhet. Om shanti shanti shanti.
धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः धन्यवादः भगिनी
धन्यवादः धन्यवादः भगिनी.